Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and I'll be taking you on today's journey through Judges chapter 13, where we'll be introduced to Samson, probably most of your famous judges, and definitely the most infamous. I would like to open up with a quote from Warren Wiersbe in his most excellent commentary on Judges called Be Available. It is a riddle wrapped up in a mystery inside an enigma. In a speech broadcast October 1st, 1939, that's how Sir Winston Churchill described the actions of the Russians in his day. But what he said about Russian actions could be applied to Samson. The last of the judges for his behavior is a riddle wrapped up in a mystery inside an enigma. Samson was unpredictable and undependable because he was double-minded. And a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, James 1:8. It has well been said that the greatest ability is dependability, and you could depend on Samson to be undependable. Bold before men, Samson was weak before women, and couldn't resist telling them his secrets. Empowered by the Spirit of God, he yielded his body to the appetites of the flesh. Called to declare war on the Philistines, he fraternized with the enemy and even tried to marry a Philistine woman. He fought the Lord's battles by day and disobeyed the Lord's commandments by night. Given the name Samson, which means sunny, he ended up in darkness, blinded by the very enemy he was supposed to conquer. Hey, why don't we just put this down and just read Warren W. Wiersbe? I don't know what the W stands for, but maybe it's wonderful commentary from the Bible. We've all got our heroes, though, and Warren Wiersbe may be one of mine, but very few people actually consider Samson one of their heroes, and yet I still do. Not only did he get an honorable mention in Hebrews 11, to me, he's the comeback kid. He's somebody who blew it hard but found grace in the end. And you know, I loves a happy ending, and I know you do too. But probably the biggest takeaway about Samson is that our gifts and abilities do not make up for a lack of character. Particularly in the church, where many of us talk for a living, we actually can be big talkers who do very little by way of action. Samson seemed to be a man of few words, and yet a man who did very big things. Maybe he let his fist do the talkings, and he broke out the big guns. But as a leader of many years, I've come to learn that it's very rarely people's gifting that matters. It's character that's important. And it took Samson a long time to learn this. But maybe we're being a little too hard on Samson. When we understand his story a little bit more, perhaps it's easier to relate to some of the choices he made, albeit them wrong. We'll jump into that as the story unfolds, but let's set the stage. Who were these Philistines that were controlling Israel? Well, first off, they were seafaring. Therefore, they controlled the harbors and river mouths, which meant that they became powerful and rich. They also discovered iron before the Israelites and learned to smelt it, which was far superior to bronze. So they were on top when the switch happened from the Bronze Age to the Iron Age. You see, when you hit a weapon of bronze with a weapon of iron, the weapon of bronze crumbled and caved in. Samson would not completely drive out the Philistines, but he would start the revolution and begin the spark that would cause the rebellion that would snuff out the empire. I mean, overthrow the Philistines. It would be continued this battle by Saul and eventually completed by King David during his conquest of the Promised Land. Well, let's jump into verse 2. There was a certain man of Zorah of the tribe of the Danites whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and had no children. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the women and said, "Behold, you are barren and have not borne children, but you shall conceive and bear a son." So you can see right away that Samson has a lot going for him. He's going to be the miracle baby, and he's going to seem like the chosen one. Verse 4 says, "Therefore be careful and drink no wine or strong drink and eat nothing unclean, for behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. No razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to save Israel from the hand of the Philistines." Verse 6 says, "Then the woman came and told her husband, 'A man of God came to me, and his appearance was like the appearance of the angel of God, very awesome. I did not ask him where he's from, and he did not tell me his name. But he said to me, "Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. So then, drink no wine or strong drink, and eat nothing unclean. For the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. Boy, that was prophetic. If ever there was a concept of the chosen one, Samson definitely fit that bill. Dedicated from birth to being a Nazarite. You know what a Nazarite was? It was like the most hardcore way of serving God. You grew your hair long, you touched no alcohol, and you never touched a dead body. You were considered to be a walking holy of holies, dedicated completely to God, exhibited by these three rules. No alcohol, no baldness, and no dead bodies. In other words, you had to be a long hair, you had to drink nothing, and touch nothing dead, man nor beast. Well, the word Nazarite literally means to separate, and the guidelines are found in Numbers 6 for this. If you remember, Jesus was called a Nazarite, even though he was from Nazareth, and it fulfilled this prophecy. You see, Jesus wasn't a literal Nazarite, but he was 100% dedicated to God 24/7. And this, by the way, is why the angel of the Lord appears, because this is going to be almost a picture of what God is going to do years later when he sends his own son. But maybe that is where some of the parallels stop, because we start to see that again, Samson is not the Messiah, even though we're kind of set up for this miraculous birth. Verse 21, the angel of the Lord appeared no more to Manoah and his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was the angel of the Lord. Now remember, that means Jesus himself. And Manoah said to his wife, "We shall surely die, for we have seen God." Verses 21 and 22. Now, the reason they think they're going to die is because, as I said before, this is a pre-incarnate Jesus. When you see the angel of the Lord, that means Jesus himself, the second person of the Trinity, appearing as a messenger. Manoah knew that he had seen something a little more powerful than an angel. He had seen God himself, and that's why he thought he was going to die. But let's get back to the Savior motif. You see, that's exactly what was happening. Samson was born a Savior to the nation. But the problem is, unlike Jesus, Samson doesn't really work well with others. He never leads an army like the other judges. He becomes a lone savior. He alone delivers, but that's where the similarities with Jesus end. So as we follow the story of Samson, we see that he becomes a mighty judge. And David will later gather mighty men just like him in the spirit of Samson to be his special soldiers. Samson is the first of this breed. He's definitely not the last. But here's some of Samson's greatest hits. Number one, he slays 1,000 with the jawbone of a donkey. He rips gates about 25 to 30 feet tall off their hinges and carries them onto a hill and throws them like a shot putter. But Samson is more than just a cautionary tale or a beefcake from the Bible. Samson warns us from being uncontrolled or lustful. He's a tall tale indeed, but he's also a tall tale of grace. And he tells us that we can be absolute wrecks, and like all these other judges, God will use us anyways. Now remember, his name, as Warren Wiersbe pointed out, meant bright light, the dawn. Remember all the prophecies about Jesus, that a light has dawned. He was the sunshine. He could have been like Casey and the Sunshine Band. He was shake, 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 shake. Okay, I'll stop there. But he was meant to be the light of hope to his people. But alas, where men fail, God always succeeds. And that's at the end of the day, what we're going to learn from Samson is where Samson fails, God comes through.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.